Hello, good morning. Happy Monday. It's Anne Marie recapping week four of her Ironman training for Cozumel. I loved week four because it only had 7.5 hours of training, and that is exactly what I needed because this time last week I was snappy and tired and irritable and just sore. So this week really gave me time to recuperate, to rest, to sleep, to get basic housework done, to do some grocery shopping, cook a chicken. I mean, it's just little basic stuff that you need to do every day just to keep your life organized and proactive and healthy. And now I'm looking into week five. Though I have to tell you, what's on my mind right now is a friend of mine did Ironman Coeur d'Alene yesterday. And in his Facebook post, titled it Murder. And that is because it was over 100 degrees. During the run portion, the race organizers ran out of water and ice. And the asphalt temperature was 125. People, he said, were just spewed all over the place, passed out, and even the volunteers needed some sort of assistance. And he said he wouldn't be surprised if someone had died that day. And that just reiterates the importance of being wise when training, as well as with racing, to be prepared. And he said that if he did it again, he would step out. He wouldn't have finished it because he realizes in hindsight that that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. So I got to tell you, I'm looking at this, and even though some people think it's a crazy thing, I know it's doable. I know it's realistic, but also it's so critical to be aware of elements, to be proactive, to be wise. And though everyone who races wants to get their, make a personal record PR, but it's just as important not to get into the med tent. That's my goal. Race, have a good time, and don't get in the med tent. Takeaway for the day. Take care.